From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Life Change Weekend comes to you on the weekends, obviously. We are really delighted to have you listening to us, and we do encourage you to join us on our stations every Monday through Saturday for our programming. We are now on through Mission Go online around the world, and also we're in East Africa. They're on the Montrose Broadcasting Network, so we're delighted for all of these places that we're on and for the blessing that this has been to so many people. So blessings to you today, and I am really, really thrilled to have our dear friend Rob Patz on with us with Coastal Media Group. And Rob, welcome to the program. Glad to have you on today.
Hey, Pastor, it's good to be with you. It's exciting to be with you. We're excited about your ministry. There isn't a day goes by that we don't talk about what you're doing, and so excited about all of the opportunities that you have.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. We're delighted. Now, tell us a little bit about your past, Rob. You know, when you begin talking about what you do and what God's using you to do, it's really an amazing thing. We got Coastal Media, we got SGN Scoops Magazine, we've got the Gospel Music Expo. We just go on and on. But tell us about your background and how you got into this national ministry that you're in.
Well, it's a neat story, I'm very blessed and very fortunate. I grew up in a pastor's home, and my dad was very much a visionary in the late 60s, early 70s, even before I was born, and he got into doing radio. I remember my first time going to a radio station. I was 5 years old. I mean, it's a great story. I loved being with him when he would go. He'd record his show. His ministry grew to the point at the end, before he passed away, we were on about 119 stations across the U.S.
My goodness.
That carried his show. But during that time, and as most pastors' kids will tell you, they feel called at some point in their life. They go through stories of pastors' kids, and you can hear how they feel called. It may not be in full-time ministry, but they're called to do something in the Christian world. For me, at 13 years old, at my dad's church, I was called to media ministry. I went to the altar, and I knew I was called. And I didn't understand, Pastor, because at that time, you know, radio and television was kind of a closed. You had to be doing a lot to get on either of those platforms. And I didn't understand what God had at that time. So I went to a university that will remain nameless. I'm the shortest alumni. I was there for one day. And I just knew. And I think in life, you know, when you're really seeking what God wants for you, you will know. It doesn't take long periods of time. You will know pretty quick what God has. And I just knew this was not the place for me. This was not where I was supposed to be. So I called my parents and said, I got to come home. And of course, I was, you know, a college kid. And my mom and dad basically said, you know, you can't sit around all quarter. You got to do something. I was at lunch with my mom and my aunt. And she said, why don't you try out? They have an opening at the Christian radio station that your dad's on. And I thought, I don't know if I want to do Christian radio. And, well, I went, gave the worst air check probably in the history of Christian radio. It's one that I am the only one that has a copy of it. And I'm thankful it is hidden in a safe place, never to be heard again. But they hired me anyway, even as terrible as it was, because they saw potential, which I always think is funny. There are times in life where you don't see potential in yourself, but others do. And this was one of those times. And I got a great chance to work in Christian radio, and I love Christian radio. It's still my heart. But during that time, I developed a lot of the things that I went on to do. And typical of any kid that is in their 20s, I was 25 years old by this point now. I'd worked in Christian radio for almost 6 years. You know, 25-year-olds, you know everything. I mean, you know pretty much anything that that the world throws at you, you know how to fix that or do that or you can accomplish it. And I set out to start a Christian media company. I was 25 years old. This was something that I really felt that I was going to do and that God had. And we had a lot of bumps in the road. I will not lie to you and say that it all went easy. And even when God is blessing you, there's still going to be trials and tribulations in that. But we launched a Christian media company, and we did several national ministries right off the bat. God just opened these amazing doors for us. And over that time, we grew some other things, and other things grew. And I really fell in love with Southern gospel music and had the opportunity to do a radio show myself in Southern gospel for about 20 years. At that time, that was my outlet to it. And in 2009, I bought SGN Scoops magazine, which you mentioned. And there are times in life where you see the moment, and I know as a pastor, you've probably experienced this, is you see the moment and you think, okay, this is it. And you don't realize that this is just the start point. You think that this is the it point. You go, okay, well, this is it. The last thing I'm going to do, I'm going to buy this magazine, live the rest of my life and be happy, you know, and do that. God was like, no, I've got a lot more left for you to do. And it was really neat. At that point, we had an award show that we were doing, but we needed a place for it. And I was out praying. I used to live in the beautiful state of Washington, and I was out on a place called Long Beach, Washington, which is the longest uninterrupted beach in the United States. And I was out walking, and I said, okay, God, what do you want? And it was very clear he wanted me to start events. And I was like, I'm not an event planner. I'm not that kind of person. That's not me. I'm not a detail person. I'm a big idea person, and then I let people come in and fix the details for me. And he made it very clear over 2 days that I was there praying and really seeking God about this. So we launched an event called Creekside, which is an event that happens every October in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's just fun. We watched that event grow. It's one of the fastest growing events in Christian world right now. And we're just excited to see where that's going. But that wasn't it. So again, you think you're at the it point. You're, okay, this is it. So now I'm going to do events and do a management. No. God in 2017 opened a door for me to buy a Christian radio station in a little town called Heflin, Alabama, which is about 40 minutes outside of Birmingham or 45 minutes outside of Atlanta, depending which way you're coming. And God has blessed me there. And again, you think you're at the it point in life, and God goes, no, I've got a couple other cool things. And I know we've got to take a break coming up here in a little bit, but I've got more story of what else God had for me in those points.
You know, Rob, it's wonderful to hear. I mean, I get excited listening to you. Tell the people just a little bit more about that Ridgecrest Conference Center. And we have listeners that would be very interested in that. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron talking to my good friend, Rob Patz. Glad you're listening in. And listen in every weekend at the same time. We're having a wonderful time talking to people about what God is doing in their lives. Tell us a bit more about that meeting, okay, if you would.
Right. We have an event in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's at the Evergreen Convention Center, and it is an incredible event. It's, if you like gospel music and you like good preachers and you like that kind of fellowship, we start on Sunday and go all the way through Thursday. It's 5 days of gospel music in the beautiful Smokies. And if you've ever been to Pigeon Forge in the fall, you realize it's the most popular time of the year. And a lot of people don't know this. Pigeon Forge area in Gatlinburg, their most popular time of the year is from mid-October until mid-November because of the fall leave change, Christmas stuff going on, everything happening. And so we dropped our event right in the middle there. I went, yeah, this is a good time. Actually, no, that's not it. I wish I could say there was that much brilliance involved. I took the first open date they had, which was that date. and again, going back to when God works things out because you're over there. I'm sure he looks down at me as one, you know, of course he looks at all his children and he goes, yeah, that Rob, I need to help him a little bit more. So I'm going to nudge him this direction. And he did. And so neat you talk about the event because that ties in so much to my story. There's part of my story we haven't talked about, which is the fact at that point in my life, through all of the things you've heard about so far, I had still not ever been married. I'd never been married. In 2017, I'd gotten to the point where I went, you know what, God, if I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, then I'm okay with that. If it's your will, not for me not to be married, I'm okay with that. And God was probably saying, listen, I had you start these events so you could meet your wife, but he didn't tell me that part. So 2017, I just gave up dating. I just was like, I'm done. And in 2017, I started texting this girl that's the singer that would come to my events. Her grandma passed away. I told her how sorry I was. I knew how close she was to her grandmother, who made a big impact in her life and in her ministry. And so we started to text. 2018, we went on our first date. And in 2021, we got married. And neither of us had ever been married. Our stories were very similar. She had pretty much decided that this getting married thing was not what God had for her. And we've had a cool life and experienced growth together as a couple that is so incredible. And we're excited. We've got some events coming up where we're going to be speaking and talking to people. And actually, we're doing a TV special about waiting for love. And it's a special that's going to be done. It's going to air on Daystar. And it's kind of neat. And we're a panel of people that talk about the fact that they waited till later in life to get married. So we're excited about that and think it's going to be neat. But we met, she came to Creekside, the event that we're talking about. She started coming in 2015. And the funny part about the story is my mom, who, you know, of course, obviously wanted me to get married and find a wife, goes, what about Kristen? I said, oh, Mom, she's an attorney. You know, attorneys are boring. They're boring. They're not fun. And my mom goes, listen, she's a good girl. You need a good girl. And sure enough, I did. And I have an amazing wife. And I'm so blessed.
You know, that's a great story, Rob. It really is. You're listening into Life Change Today and Life Change Weekend with Dina Padrone, and we're so glad to have Rob Patz on with us. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padrone. We're so delighted to have Rob Patz on. You know, Rob, by the way, that meeting, I wish I could be at that meeting in October. That sounds like a fantastic meeting.
We need to get you there. Also, I heard you talking about Lancaster. There are some good restaurants. If you want to come for the great preaching, it sounds like it's going to be a great lineup, but there's also good food there. So there's some good restaurants. Just saying, if you're going to be there, I don't know how the setup of the event, but there are some good places to eat.
Yeah. You're right about that. They are some of the best places in all of Pennsylvania are right there. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, you absolutely are right.
I was excited when my dad would announce different churches because he knew that the pastor would always take you to good restaurants. You'd go, oh, yeah, this is a good one. We're going to have good food here.
You know, speaking about all that, I was, and you know this story, Rob, I was speaking at the Otisega Bible Conference, and I go there every year. I've been there probably 12, 15 years in a row at that conference. It's a wonderful group of people, and Sherry Taylor was there, and so we're having, I think it was lunch or supper together with the family, and we were chatting a little bit about her ministry, and she was all excited about her ministry, and I said, well, tell me more about it, and she began to talk to me. Your name came up, and I said, well, do you know Rob Patz? And her jaw just dropped because of the blessing you've been to her through all those.
Fantastic lady.
Yeah, yeah. It was exciting to see that connection. It really was. It was just an exciting thing. Well, Rob, I know you have a lot of other plans in the future and ideas to do, but let's talk for just a few minutes here about what is the landscape in America right now. A lot of people are talking about how troubling the world is. We do live in a troubled world. I think the joke back at Thanksgiving was, if you want to keep your family, don't talk about the shot, don't talk about COVID, and don't talk about politics, and you'll be okay.
Exactly. So, you know, Dino, I was traveling this past weekend, and we had a chance to minister in Columbus, Indiana, a great little town if you ever get a chance to go there. And it's sad to see, even as Christians, it's almost like everyone feels down. It's like a sadness has hit us. And it's a frustration. And you're definitely dealing with the frustration of, if you travel at all, like you and I do, gas has now really made us have to live by faith even more than we've lived before.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it costs us over $100 one way to go and minister for the weekend. And to a lot of people, no, $100 isn't a lot, but when you do it almost every weekend, added expands, it becomes an important thing. I think that we live in a time, though, that we are looking for hope. The world has realized that there is no hope in themselves. I had a great conversation. It was super neat. It was a conversation with our waiter while we were in Columbus. And this was a young man, and his impression of Christianity at that point had not been very favorable. And we sat and talked to him, and we said, listen, we're Christians, and this is... He goes, no, you can't be. You're too cool for that. And I think he said every Christian he met in the last 2 years was either angry or sad. Hmm. And I think we need to change that. I think we need to be happy. You know, and I've always heard it, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hmm. And I know that we're living in times right now where it's hard to think of having any joy. Hmm. It's hard to think that you know, it's like... You look at your phone bills, your gas bill, you look at all your bills, and you go, where's the money going to come from for all this? And you lose that joy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's tough. I think the times we live in right now and what we're experiencing is something that I really believe the church needs to step up and say, we have joy. We have what you're missing, that peace that's missing. Peace in your life. This young man who was a senior in high school said, I don't have any peace about my decisions. And we said, you know, we know someone who gives you peace, and we were able to share a little bit about our faith. Now did he make a decision there? No, he was waiting on like 10 tables, but we planted a seed. And I think that right now with all that's going on, I think we each and every one of us needs to be a seed planter. That doesn't mean you're gonna hit them over the head with your Bible, but you're gonna plant a seed of joy, a seed of the peace that you have inside. Kristen and I, really, that's our thing, is we're gonna try to plant as many peace seeds as possible in people's lives, because that's what's really needed.
That's a powerful thought, Rob. I appreciate you saying that, because I have been concerned with so much depression in the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit lives within us. Yes, we have our challenges. Yes, we have our opportunities. We need to be in the Word of God, don't we, Rob? We need to know what God says, how God's speaking to us. We need to take time to listen to Him. And I really appreciate you saying that, because I think there needs to be a lot more of that kind of thing being said. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. Our daily program is Monday through Friday with Bible study on these networks. We're glad you're listening in. And we're really bringing back our weekend edition with today. We have a... And they're all coming up. We have a program coming up with a former Miami drug lord who was one of the wealthiest men in all of Miami who gave his life to Christ. That's coming up soon. We have a number of broadcasts like that. That would be a real blessing to us, to all of us. Rob Patz is speaking with us today. Rob has become a good friend of mine, and I thank the Lord for his ministry. I noticed a statement, Rob, that you had in one of your advertisements. There's nothing you've done that God can't forgive. And in fact, I think it came out of the Creekside Revival.
Yeah.
Speak to that for a moment, would you?
We live in a life, in a world right now, where people have strayed so far away. And you talk to people and they say, well, you know, I can't get clean. I can't get good enough to get back to God. And I will always tell them this, that you don't have to, that He's waiting for you. He's pursuing you. And I think that's the interesting thing is that God never leaves us. He will follow us, and He will chase after what He wants for us, because He sees what we can be, and that you may have done something that you feel is unforgivable, but that's not the way God works. You know that, Pastor. God doesn't work that way. He doesn't go, oh, that one's out of the line. Can't do that. You know, he is there for you. And you might be living today. You might be listening to this today and going, you don't understand my story, Rob. You lived a life that was perfect. You know, you were a pastor's kid, and you went right into the Christian ministry, and you did all these things. That doesn't mean anything. God had to deal with me on my personal level, with my personal stuff. I was far from perfect. I lived in the Christian world, but I wasn't always perfect. And let me tell you this, God loves you just as much as He loves me. I don't understand your circumstances, and I know you're probably out there saying, yeah, but you don't understand what happened. I don't understand. I didn't have your life experiences, but I know the author of life, and I know Him well enough to know today that He loves you and desperately seeks you and wants you a part of His family. And that's the truth. That's what we're talking about. There's nothing you have done that can keep you from Him. There's nothing you've done, but you have to make that decision. The peace that we talk about, that Dino and I talk about when we're on here today, is a peace that we have, not because of us. It's not anything we've done. Because if you knew my personal life, it's a train wreck. I have stuff going on in 800 directions all the time. And I fall short of accomplishing all the things that I need to do every day. But by God's grace, he is able to cover a lot of my stuff. And he is there for you. And he wants so desperately to hear from you. And maybe it's been a while since you've talked to him. He's still there.
Yeah.
You just need to come back and talk. And he'll be there for you. I guess that's kind of it. We truly believe that no matter what age you are, that you need a personal relationship with Jesus. People say, well, I'm too old for that. No, you're never too old. You're never too young, and you're never too old. Because there's going to come a point where we're going to leave this world. Pastor talked about the fact that we've gone through some really bad times over the last couple of years. And we've lost a lot of friends. Unfortunately, we're not guaranteed forever here on this earth. And there's going to come a point where you're no longer going to be here, and you're going to step into eternity. And it's going to become your choice of where you spend the rest of your life after this life. And I so desperately want to see you in heaven, because I truly believe, and this is my own theology, so it's nobody's theology. Please don't write into pastor telling me that guy is off center. It's not his. He's not endorsing what I'm about to say, but I truly believe if you're listening today and you come back to God, or for the first time you ask Jesus into your heart, I truly believe when I get to heaven that I'm going to get to meet you, that it's going to be a chance. Now, we've got eternity, so it's a whole long time for us to meet each other. It may not be the first day, but I truly believe that anyone that's listening that either, you know, comes back and starts praying again and starts living the right life, or if you are just for the first time, you stumbled across this radio show and you're saying, I want peace like that. I want to have fun like that. I want to be that. I want to know that I can live a peaceful life. I can't sleep at night because I'm so worried. I can't eat because I'm so worried. Well, trust me, I know Jesus will take and give you peace. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie and tell you that every day is going to be great. The first day you get saved, heavens open up, and you know the whole thing. It's not, because it's not that way. But when you have Jesus in your heart, when he goes with you, it says in Psalms that he sends angels before us and behind us. Mm. How cool is that? Mm. That he will be there for you. So if you're struggling today, if you're living in depression, if you're living in the, I can't handle this life anymore, and the pastor's got a way to get a hold of him, I want you to get a hold of him. I want you to talk to somebody. I want you to find a pastor. I want you to find somebody to talk to and say, I need this. I need what this guy on the radio was talking about. He sounds goofy as can be. But I want to be goofy, too.
Rob, that's marvelous. What a great answer. And it is so true. The gospel is the answer. I was doing a live stream earlier this morning on the resurrection of Lazarus, and it looked like everything had fallen apart. And yet, up from the grave, Lazarus came. I'm not sure he wanted to come back, by the way. I think he was glad where he was at.
I would have hated to be Lazarus. I'm like, in heaven. And then they go, hey, listen, send you back. You're like, no,
yeah, we're going
to go back. I'm here.
That's right.
I'm good.
That's right. Well, listen, we're so glad to have you on, Rob, and I want you to come back on with us. I look forward to doing ministry with you in the days to come. I want to remind you to join us Monday through Friday for our Bible study as we go through the Word of God together, and then, of course, on Saturday, the weekend edition. Have a wonderful weekend. Blessings to all of you. Remember, God does forgive us for all we do, and he's waiting to receive you. Have a blessed day.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.